The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Gracious, she gave it to you.
Yes, you know what it is?
Yes, do you?
Yes, it's a whole dollar.
Indeed it is. It's a $1 bill, and I don't think Aunt Evie should have given you so much.
She said we could go to the store before dinner and buy something.
Well, I don't know, dear. You better ask your daddy. He's in the living room.
All right, Daddy.
Daddy.
Oh, Aunt Effie, really, it was very nice of you, but I don't think you could have given Betsy so much money.
Oh, my goodness. I promised her a present when I came this time, and I didn't bring anything, so I thought we'd just walk over to the dime store on the boulevard and get something.
Well, she has her allowance, and we only give her a quarter a week. I think a dollar is too much.
Well, I've given it to her now. I can't take it back. And I like to do something for her once in a while.
Well, you do a lot for her, Aunt Effie.
Goodness.
Betsy?
Hey, look here. Did you see what Aunt Effie gave Betsy?
Yes, I did.
Can't I keep his daddy, please?
Now, I gave it to the child. It was a gift. And she's going to buy something she wants with it. I promised her, and a promise is a promise. Get your clothes on, Betsy.
Well, what do you think, dear?
Well, she's already given it to her, but I do think it was much too generous of you, Aunt Effie.
Oh, well, she's such a nice little girl.
Well, I don't think you should spend all of the money, Betsy.
But it's my money, Mommy. And you said I could spend my money for anything I wanted to.
Yes, but you must remember that when it's gone, you won't get any more until it's time for your next allowance, which is a quarter, not a dollar.
I have a quarter and a dollar I haven't spent, too.
Well, you just remember now, when you're shopping, Daddy won't give you any more allowance until next week.
That's right, Bessie.
Come on, dear. How long before dinner?
Well, it'll be some time. It's an oven dinner. You have about an hour.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy some clothes for my doll.
All right. But you watch what you buy now. That money goes very quickly.
Oh, we'll look over everything first, won't we, Betsy? Come on.
Bye.
Bye. Well, I certainly don't approve of that at all.
I don't either, but what could you say with Aunt Effie standing right there? She'd asked me first.
Well, I tell you, you try to give your child some sense of the value of money, and some well-meaning relatives or friends come along and just shell out dollar bills to them.
Well, Aunt Effie certainly can't afford it either. She doesn't have money to throw around, and you think of how she scrimps along.
Yeah, I know.
And Betsy will probably come home with a bunch of junk and all her money gone.
Sure, and then tomorrow she'll be begging me for money for an ice cream cone or something, or she won't get it.
Well, I hope Aunt Effie has sense enough not to let Betsy spend it all. And I certainly will be interested to see what she picks out.
For Pete's sake, looks as though you bought out the whole store.
Where's Mommy?
Your Mommy's in the kitchen. Mommy?
Oh, I got the most wonderful things, Daddy.
Well, that's good. You got any money left?
Yes, I have a nickel and 2 pennies left, don't I, Aunt Effie?
You mean say she spent everything but a nickel and 2 pennies?
Well, she'd have spent that if there'd been anything that cheap. But, you know, dime stores aren't dime stores anymore these days. Just seems as though everything is 39 cents.
Mommy?
Yes, I'm coming. Well, my goodness, you certainly did some shopping.
Well, she spent all her money but a nickel and 2 pennies.
Oh, Betsy, I don't think you should have spent so much.
No, neither do I.
But I have to. The things I picked out cost that much.
Well, darling, then you should have picked out things that cost less.
Let's show them what I got, Anna.
All right, dear. You open the sack. You're the one who bought them.
I think you're going to be very sorry you spent so much of your money, honey.
But I had to, and I used my money to buy presents for you.
For me?
I got something for you and something for Mommy. Where's what I got for Mommy?
Right here, dear. In this sack, I think.
Oh, it's just beautiful, Mommy.
Well, my goodness.
Oh, she had to buy presents for her Mommy and Daddy, which I think was very thoughtful and generous.
Well, yes, it certainly was.
Oh,
it's a giraffe.
Yes, I can see it's a giraffe. Mm-hmm.
And it's made out of china. And look, Mommy, there's a hole in the sack in dirt.
Oh.
And this little ivy plant.
Oh, ivy plant, isn't that beautiful?
You have to water the ivy every day.
Oh, I will, I should say. Why, Betsy, I just love this.
Where are you going to keep it?
Well, let's see. Why don't I keep it in the kitchen window? Then I can see it while I'm doing dishes, and then I'll remember to water it, huh?
No, I think you ought to keep it in the living room here, where everybody that comes in can see it.
Oh. Well, all right.
And here's what I bought for you, Daddy. A magnet.
A magnet, hey!
You know what it does?
Well, suppose you tell me.
Now you watch. There's a little bar that goes with it. And when you hold the magnet over the bar, see?
Well, how about that? I'll be darned. Just picked up that ball without even touching it. Isn't that something?
Isn't it wonderful?
I'll say it is.
Have you got one?
No, no, and I've been wanting one, too. Hey, that really is something.
And what did you buy for yourself, dear?
I'll show you. Just a minute. I got a scarf for an Effie.
Oh, and it is just beautiful. All different colors.
Here, look. It's red and blue and yellow, and it says Little Red Riding Hood and Snow. And what else?
And the three bears and Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, that is lovely.
Well, I should die.
Oh, I just love it. I'm going to wear it every day.
Didn't you buy anything for yourself?
None of you said thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I said thank you in the store, dear.
Oh, yes, you did,
Effie.
I guess
Daddy and I were so excited and we raved about our gift, so I thought I did say thank you.
No, you didn't, Mommy.
Well, I'm very sorry, dear. Thank you.
And this is what I got for myself. A necklace with a pink heart and a bracelet with a pink heart.
Oh, that is really pretty. Well, I'm surprised you have a nickel and two pennies left.
And you're a very nice girl to think of spending your money on presents for Mommy and Daddy,
Yes, sir, that was a very unselfish and thoughtful thing for you to do, and we are very proud of you.
I should say so. What's in that other package?
Well, that's just a little something I bought for Betsy.
You bought for her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and Betsy bought me a washing machine for my dollhouse, Mommy. Look.
Oh, yes. Well, that is nice.
Now, wait a minute. Aunt Effie already gave you a dollar, which you seem to have spent.
Well, you didn't see the washing machine until she spent all her money. She was so crazy about it.
Oh, it's just what I wanted.
Well, that may be, but Aunt Effie already gave you a dollar.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I agree with Daddy. I don't think it is all right at all.
How much was it?
Oh, it wasn't much.
Please, Aunt Effie, how much was it?
Look, the child was so crazy about it.
Oh, Mommy, I just love it. It's the most wonderful washing machine, and you can put water in it. And here's where the water runs out.
Look, darling, that is fine, and it looks very nice, but that is not the point.
I should say not. I agree with Daddy, and I don't like the idea, Aunt Effie, that she wheedled it out.
Oh, now, my goodness, it's already bought, and I can't take it back.
Well, she cannot have it.
Oh, Daddy.
No, I told you that when you left the house. I said shop around first before you spend your money, so you know exactly what things cost and what you want to buy.
But I spent my money on presents for you and Mommy.
Well, that was very sweet of you, and Daddy and I appreciate it. But you can't go spending all your money and then expect Aunt Effie or anybody else to give you more money just because you see something you wish you'd bought instead.
I want the washing machine.
Now, look, I've already bought it.
Well, you can save it and give it to her for her birthday.
Oh, Mommy, my birthday isn't for a long time.
I don't care. Now, you heard what your father said. And your mother feels exactly the same way. You cannot have it.
Aunt Effie, I know you meant well, but Betsy will not learn anything about the value of money.
Oh. Daddy, please, please let me keep it. She bought it for me. Please, Daddy.
No.
Mommy.
No.
I think you're both mean to me.
What did you say?
Nothing. You don't love me.
We love you very much, and we're trying to teach you something, honey.
Well, dinner is ready. You go upstairs and wash your hands, Betsy. Go on. Go on. Here, take your necklace and your bracelet with you.
Well, all I can say is I think you're making an awfully big fuss over nothing. Perhaps I shouldn't have bought it for, but since I did, I think you should let her have it. She's learned a lesson from this.
She hasn't learned any lesson if we let her keep it, Aunt Effie. Now, the only thing she will have learned is that if she begs enough, she gets her thing.
Well, there's no sense throwing the washing machine away.
All right, give it to some other little girl.
I promise it's a Betsy.
Well, then save it for her birthday or next Christmas. Now, Aunt Effie, I'm sorry, but I feel very strongly about
this. It only costs $1.39.
$1.39?
Yes.
You mean you already have given her a dollar, and you spent $1.39 more?
I never bring the child anything, except maybe a candy bar. I guess once in a while I can spend a little money on my favorite.
She is going to pay you back.
Oh, no.
She's going to pay you back. Now, look, if she wants that washing machine, she will pay for it.
Dinner is ready if you both want to come to the table.
Look, honey, I'm going to let Betsy keep the washing machine.
Oh, honey, really? Well, it's up to you, but I don't think...
She's going to pay Aunt Effie back. That little washing machine costs $1.39, and if she wants it badly enough, she'll pay for it.
I wonder if she wants it that badly.
And she'll see. We shall see.
We shall return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's true that all news reporters broadcast some of the same news items, but there is a great difference in reporters. There's no substitute, for instance, for the years of wide, diversified experience Lowell Thomas brings to his nightly newscast on CBS Radio. Gold miner, cowpuncher, college professor, newspaper reporter, editor, historian, biographer, movie commentator, lecturer, author, and film producer have been some of the professions followed by Lowell Thomas in his active life. and he draws on all these experiences to illustrate and spice his broadcast. As an explorer and world traveler, Lowell Thomas has led expeditions to the far corners of the globe and has written some 43 books based on his travels. He has met many leading personalities of all countries, and when their names are in the headlines, Lowell Thomas usually has an interesting anecdote to tell as an aid to understanding the news behind the news. Join him every Monday through Friday night on most of these same stations when Lowell Thomas reports the news.
Betsy, finish your dinner. You can still eat while Daddy explains it.
Well, Daddy has finished explaining it, and that is the story, young lady. If you want the washing machine badly enough, you'll have to pay for it. Now, what do you say?
How much was it again?
$1.39. In other words, that would be 5 quarters and a dime and 4 pennies.
But I haven't got that much money.
Well, you'll get a quarter allowance each week, and you'll have to save part of that.
And then you can earn the rest. I'll give you a nickel if you keep your room picked up each day. And I'll pay you a nickel when you set the table for dinner.
Oh, boy, you will?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'll do it, Daddy.
That's my girl. Now then, how long will you give her to pay you back, Aunt Effie?
Oh, well, let's see. How does 3 months seem?
3 months, fine. Okay, here. Now, Daddy wrote out an IOU to Aunt Effie. Says that you owe her $1.39, which you will pay. Now, wait a minute, let me write in 3 months. Yeah, you sign it right here, honey.
All right. You sure you're going to pay me, Mommy?
Oh, yes. I'll think up ways you can earn money.
Sure, and so will I. You can help me clean up the garage, for instance. Yes, you're there. She signed it, Anna. Here you are.
All right. But I do think that as long as she's going to pay for it, on the installment plan, so to speak, she should be allowed to have the washing machine now. Is that all right?
Yes, that's all right.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
Well, that's all right. Now, whether you know it or not, young lady, you're on the way to learning something of the value of money.
I think it was a wonderful idea, dear.
I must confess I do, too.
Yeah, now, you see, Betsy, what you'll be doing is paying off a debt. A debt is when you owe money. Then you have to pay up. You understand?
Uh-huh. Well, then I think you and Mommy ought to start paying up.
What do you mean, Betsy?
I set the table 4 days last week. That's 4 nickels. And I picked up my room every except Saturday. That's 6 more nickels. And 6 and 4 at 10 nickels, you already owe me, Mommy.
Well, that's proactive, Daddy?
Oh, well, I...
And Daddy owes me a dime, he borrowed, because he didn't have change for the paper board last night.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And there was something else.
Oh, I don't think you need to worry about Betsy understanding the value of money.
And if I help you clean the garage, that's a big job. I owe you more than a nickel.
All right. I'll bargain with you, Finn. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.